Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good news for those of you that don't think the 49ers should trade Brandon Ayuk. The market is bone dry as we sit here on March 21st, or at least dry at their price. Now, right now, some of you are saying, and logic would say this, that this isn't the time yet. The draft is just over a month away, April 25th. And that's true. We'll get to that. If you're watching this YouTube video, great. Hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, appreciate it. Helps the channel out very much. If you're listening to the podcast, great. Go to Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star review, and in that review, leave a question for the Hey Guy mailbag. All right, let's talk about this Brandon Ayuk trade market and how we even got here to whatever here is. We start with a theoretical trade masquerading as a report that then got interpreted as a report that the Niners had asked for the 17th pick and Zay Jones. Why would they do that? From the Jacksonville Jaguars. If you missed my video the other day explaining why that's not what happened, go check that out. Then the most real thing we've had, Andrew Filippone of 93.7 The Fan covers the Steelers, talks the Steelers. This is real. Says sources. The Steelers have looked into Brandon Ayuk. He's entering the last year of his contract. Steelers would have to execute a sign and trade, but they've shown interest. Okay. He's not saying the Niners asked. He's not saying they offered. He's saying they picked up the phone. Perfectly reasonable thing to believe. Understandable thing. And yeah, I think it happened. Now, check out the time of this tweet. He tweeted this on March 19th. Okay. At 6:05 a.m. Another thing that's been used as evidence that maybe the market's moving on Ayuk is Ayuk tweeting at Mike Tomlin saying, they saying we twins. What do you think? Eyeball emoji. Now, Ayuk, this has been out there for a while, right? People think Ayuk and Tomlin, Ayuk looks like Tomlin with hair, long hair. Now, look at the time on the Ayuk tweet. March 19th, 2:24 p.m. The Filippone tweet, 6:05 a.m. Ayuk is just trying to drum up some leverage for his people. He just wants to get paid. Maybe he wants to get traded, but he's sick and tired of just sitting around. He wants something to happen. Ayuk is like on his way to Tulum at this point. He's probably had a couple of margaritas. His agents are telling him there's crickets on the phone lines. The Niners are giving people huge asks and nobody's interested in paying the price. And then he sees this report that the Steelers called. And he goes, I'm kind of trending right now. Better capitalize. And so he does the Tomlin thing. He's just trying to get somebody interested at the Niners price. I don't know if you guys saw this. I saw it yesterday. I saw it this morning, actually, on a 49ers Reddit page. There's this bizarre video of Niners safety Jair Brown. It's weird. In the end, he looks good. Not his fault. But he goes to a car broker and the guy wants to sell him a Tesla Cybertruck. And he drives the truck and he's like, I love this thing. This is awesome. And the guy who is the broker says, great. Why don't you come inside, Jair? We can try and fire up some paperwork. So they sit down and the broker says, all right, the price is going to be $230,000. Can you pay all in cash? And he's like, I don't have that much cash on me. And he goes, well, can you pay most of it in cash? And Jair's like, hold on. He steps away. He makes a phone call. He comes back. He says, sorry, can't buy the truck. Just got off the phone with my financial advisor. And I trust him. And he said, don't do it. And what do you think the broker said? The broker said, how about for $200,000? And Jair goes, no. What? Really kind of sleazy video. I don't know why the broker himself would put it out. It's kind of weird. I guess he's trying to sell a Cybertruck. But in one no, the price went from $230,000 to $200,000. He knocked off $30K on one no. Not really a big time negotiation, I guess. Good for Jair Brown and good for his financial advisor. I mean, the guy made like 1.6 in total cash last year before tax, before expenses, before anything. How he shouldn't be buying a $230,000 or $200,000 truck. That's kind of like this. Basically, the Steelers called the Niners and they were like, what's the price for Ayuk? And the Niners were like, $230,000 in cash. And the Steelers called their financial advisor, and the financial advisor said no. And then Ayuk was like, Coach Tomlin, how about $200,000? Could we do it for a lower price? And Tomlin's like, hey, man, it's not up to me. Very similar negotiation going on right now. And just like the Jair Brown Cybertruck negotiation, not a whole lot of traction. All right, so he tweets. Then we've got, what else do we have here? We've got former Steelers player Ramon Foster on his podcast suggesting that the Steelers should trade for Brandon Ayuk. His suggestion is Dan Moore, who's an offensive lineman, young, he's like 24. Dan Moore, we'll send you a four and Dan Moore. Well, I think most people on this side of it know the Niners are not trading Brandon Ayuk for a fourth round pick and an offensive lineman, unless that offensive lineman is Trent Williams 2.0. What else? What else do we have? Okay, we've got the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette writer, Jerry Dulac, did a live chat, and he said, yeah, the Steelers should trade for Ayuk, but it might cost too much money. So, you know, never mind. So back to those of you that say, guy, I tried to tell you 4 minutes ago. It's only March 21st. The draft is over a month away. It'll happen in due time. Okay, there's a lot of logic to that. I actually do subscribe to that. Like, if there's a time for Brandon Ayuk to get traded, then it's closer to the draft. After they've tried a little bit more to get a contract done with him, but I don't see it happening. Think of the last two big receiver trades that have happened in the NFL. Number one, Tyreek Hill. When was Tyreek traded? March 22nd. Friday will be the two-year anniversary of the Tyreek Hill trade 2 years ago, 2022. Stephon Diggs, another one that comes to mind, back in 2020, a while ago, but I think significant. When did Stephon Diggs get traded? March 20th. 4 years ago, yesterday, Wednesday. Well, what about the Niners' last big pre-draft player trade? DeForest Buckner. When did DeForest Buckner get traded? March 18th, 2020. Okay. That was a Monday. Last Monday. That was the four-year anniversary of the DeForest Buckner trade. I don't know if you guys threw a party or not. These trades tend to happen in March. We're in March. There is zero buzz. Nothing that we've seen here qualifies as trade smoke. The closest thing by far is the Filippone report. He's just saying Steelers called. Now add to that what Matt Barrows wrote in The Athletic, his article, a mailbag. And somebody asked him, if the Niners decide to trade Brandon Ayuk, will they do it before the draft? Right before the draft? Right? Sorry, I didn't. They will do it right before the draft, right? Barrows writes, yes, that's my sense. Just go back 2 years when Deebo Samuel was agitating for a trade. The Niners kept their phone lines open, and especially during the draft, to see what kind of offers he would bring. They got draft day proposals from the Jets and Lions, but they didn't budge. They were solid offers, especially the Jets, but the Niners needed to be blown away from Deebo, who was coming off an incredible 2021 campaign. Barrows goes on to say, I think a similar scenario is in play for Ayuk, who has excellent chemistry with Brock Purdy. The Niners will listen to offers, but it will take something monumental to let him go. This goes back to the message I got from Ethan Strauss that I referenced briefly the other day, where he said, if Brock Purdy is so much just a product of his environment, then why don't the members of his environment command first round picks, right? Why is it appear that Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk are worth more to the 49ers than they are worth to the rest of the league? Because they are. they are worth more to the 49ers than they are to the rest of the league. Some of you who have suggested Ayuk trades, logically, say, you know what you should do? Your team's about to get really expensive. The receiver room's about to get really expensive, which is, we'll see, right? We'll see if Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel are both making $28 million in the same year. I'll believe that when I see it. But it's getting really expensive. You should trade Ayuk. And then what you do is you draft a young receiver instead of extending him. It's a great idea. You know who else is thinking that? Every freaking other team who needs a receiver and has a first round pick. They're just thinking the opposite. Why would we trade for Brandon Ayuk and give him $28 million a year when we can just draft a guy? If that's the Niners' logic, isn't it their logic? And it's why when we went through the teams that could trade for Brandon Ayuk, like, they got to be teams kind of, if they're going to trade you what you would want, right? You're not trading him for a second, so you'd want like a good first. Well, they got to be teams in kind of a desperate spot, like the Jets in a desperate spot, an incredible overpay, knock your socks off with an offer. Same thing with Deebo. This guy's trending up, by the way, trending up. And it's why I've long predicted that he's not getting traded and that he's most likely playing on his fifth-year option, maybe getting extended. But the assessment from Guy Football Focus, GFF, when we go through all of this is we ain't got dick. Nothing's happening right now. If something's going to happen, something might happen. But it's not happening right now. And I'm pretty skeptical that it's happening later.
They say you're not supposed to give out multiple URLs in one ad, but for a great cause, you do it. Today's show is brought to you by Manscaped. Did you know? One man every hour, every day, is diagnosed with testicular cancer. In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer among men age 15 to 35. I did not know that. April is National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, and Manscaped is donating $50,000 to the Testicular Cancer Society. You can visit manscaped.com/TCS to learn how to check yourself for early signs of cancer. And of course, use the code HAM for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. With this in mind, you can perform simple routine self-checks at home while enjoying the Manscaped products like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. If you don't like making a mess, it's great because this thing is waterproof. Shave in the shower, shave in the ocean, shave in the hotel. Code HAM at manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping. Oh, the places ground beef from Butcher Box can take you. Ground beef is absolutely the go-to item in my freezer. Why? Because at a moment's notice, you're making bolognese, you're making enchiladas, you're making chili, you're making meatloaf, you're making hamburger patties, and we are entering hamburger patty season. I've been telling you about Butcher Box for years. High quality cuts of meat, amazing value. Find high quality seafood as well that you can trust delivered right to your doorstep with free shipping always. Today, Butcher Box is giving you, the listener, free ground beef for the life of your membership plus an additional $20 off your first order. Just use my link, butcherbox.com/ham, and use the code HAM to get free ground beef for life plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/ham. Code HAM. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app because it's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action. While you watch your favorite players in sports, you just pick more or less on two or more player stats, and then the fun is on. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball to hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. It's really simple to play. You make your picks, submit an entry in less than 60 seconds. I'll do it at halftime of a basketball game. And I also have some season-long more or less picks on MLB homers. You may remember, I've got less on Ohtani homers this year. We'll see. And at halftime of your next NBA blowout game, just jump on and go, Steph Curry more than 11 points in the second half. It'll change the game for you. Download the Prize Picks app and use the code HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Have I told you recently about our good friends at Game Time? Here's the deal. Go to your smartphone, go to your iPad, download a little app called Game Time, the fastest growing ticketing app in America. You can go to any event, sporting events, college or pro, concerts, comedy shows. Just download that Game Time app. You want to go to a Giants game? Bob Melvin back in the Bay Area. Matt Chapman, Blake Snell, they've loaded up the squad. If you want to go watch the Giants play, Steph Curry making a little playoff run. Concerts all summer long. Want to go watch something at Chase Center? Want to go watch something wherever you live? A concert, get outside, enjoy yourself. Use the promo code HAM for $20 off. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code HAM for your first purchase for $20 off your first pair of tickets.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Couple other things I wanted to mention to you guys. I don't know about you, but I did watch the Caleb Williams Pro Day yesterday, Wednesday, on NFL Plus. Thought it was very interesting. Thought NFL Plus did a great job with it. They had Bucky Brooks. They had Daniel Jeremiah on it. So you got really good analysis, good coverage there. And whether you watched it or not, maybe you noticed that Caleb Williams' longtime private quarterback coach is Will Hewlett has been coaching quarterbacks, a heavy, like, mechanical, technical focus from him, right? He's like a technician quarterback coach for like 20 years. And Will Hewlett is Brock Purdy's QB coach. He's a big S2 cognition guy, QB collective guy. And I saw an interview with him maybe last year, where he said that the S2 cognition lab, or whatever they call it, he thinks is a great way to measure the it factor of quarterbacks. And I thought it was very interesting to see him with Caleb Williams, because so much of the Brock Purdy work was about the technical aspect, reworking Brock's kind of mechanics coming out of college. And what's so interesting about this offseason for Brock is that it's his first offseason as the Niners starting quarterback, where he gets to just focus on himself instead of, well, I guess, focus on building himself up, not getting himself back to baseline, which is what he was doing last year with rehab. So here's a guy, Caleb Williams, working with the guy who just took the 262nd pick of the draft, helped rebuild his mechanics and make him an MVP candidate. And now Caleb Williams, who's uber, uber raw talent, but he's more than raw talent. He's actually working on the fundamentals, technically sound, very smart, good leader, sharp guy, can read a team. It factor. Caleb Williams is going to be everything that the people think on the high end he's going to be. I think in a year we're going to look back and it's going to be viewed as mind-boggling that anybody suggested the Bears should have held on to Justin Fields and let Caleb Williams go somewhere else. This dude is about to be a top 10 quarterback. And as I look at it right now, in my preseason top 10 NFL quarterbacks, for 2024, there's only one spot open. My 10 are Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Matthew Stafford, CJ Stroud, Brock Purdy, and Caleb Williams. That's 9. There's one spot left for Jalen Hurts, Kyler Murray, Dak Prescott, Jordan Love, Trevor Lawrence, Tua. So that's it. I think Brock is, he's got company. And kind of this new wave of the top 10 quarterbacks are Brock, C.J. Stroud, Caleb Williams. We'll see. Jordan Love had a good year. But, you know, this idea that, like, Caleb's anything but a premium quarterback prospect, I don't even know if that's an idea. Now, there's a few things that people didn't like, right? He painted his nails with fuck Utah on it once or twice. That's not great. I don't even think the thing where he cried in his mom's arms after they lost to Washington is a thing. I seem to remember maybe Skip made a thing about it. Maybe some people tweeted. Maybe a lot of people tweeted about it. I don't know. That's not a real thing. Plenty of players have cried. Nobody ever makes a thing about it. It's not a thing. Just if a person was critical, it doesn't mean that people are critical, right? You know what I say? 8 billion people on this earth. There's plenty of opinions, not all legitimate. The evidence is there that his teammates love him. I ran into one of Caleb's teammates, current teammates, or this last year was on the team last year in Las Vegas at the Super Bowl. And we were talking and I said, what's the deal really? Like, I keep hearing only good things. And he's like, yeah, because there's only good things. Like, we all love him. We think he's a great dude. It's interesting. Yesterday, Caleb actually measured in shorter than he measured in at the combine. That is by far, I think, the biggest question. It's not about personality. It's not about smarts. It's not about can he play within the structure of a real NFL offense versus just YOLO balls all day long at USC, kind of Darnold style. It's his height. He measured in over 6'1 at the combine. He measured in under 6'1 yesterday at his pro day. I don't know if they pushed the ruler down on his head further. I don't know. He measured in at 6'0 and 7'8 yesterday. Brock Purdy, 6'0 and 5'8. So Caleb's fairly taller than Brock. Brock at 212 pounds, Caleb at 217 pounds. Caleb 9 7/8 hands, Brock and 9 4/8 hands. So, I mean, there's not really, you're not going to find many comps between these two guys, right? People are not going to be comparing him and him. But I think the Will Hewlett connection is an interesting one. This guy made a star out of pick 262 or helped make a star. I think the better way to look at it is correctly identified what Brock has in him, that it, that Caleb also has, and helped maximize Brock Purdy. I think he's going to help maximize Caleb Williams. And I think we're looking at a USC top 10 QB this year. I mean, now, is he going to have better numbers than Kyler? Is he going to have better numbers than Jalen or Trevor Lawrence or Dak? Right, Dak's going to put up huge numbers. I think at the end of the year, he's going to be, we're going to be like, yeah, that's just like Stroud. Like, yeah, that's a top 10. That's a top 10 quarterback by whatever measurement you want. I don't know, but that's a dude right there. So that's what's going on with me. That's in my brain today. The NCAA tournament is underway. I talked to Casey Jacobson on the show the other day, and he said, Arizona, this is their year. They're going to the Final Four. They're beating North Carolina. And I got to admit, I woke up Thursday morning going, oh, my God. I think they're going to shit the bed, which makes me like an Arizona fan. That's how Arizona fans all think. The man with no name says, I missed the beginning. We selling hats now, fam? We are making hats. We are going through designs. A few ideas. For those of you listening to the pod, I'm wearing a hey guy. It says, hey guy. This is how people greet me. So this is how I greet you. This is how we should all greet each other. Guy is not a slur. Guy. No. So call your guys guy and your gal. They can be guys too. With a little, with a foam finger kind of a piece, like what's up, goodbye, that kind of thing. And it's a good quality hat. I would not sell. Well, we'll talk more about this when we get this fired up. Last time I made hats, we were a little less knowledgeable on the quality, and they sold out fast and everybody loved them and we appreciated it. But this time around, they're going to be high quality hats I would wear. And this one I would wear. So appreciate it. This is one of the designs. There's another one that I think is going to be hot. All right. I'm going to roll out because NCAA tournament's underway. I got some hoops to watch. Appreciate y'all being here. I will probably not doing a show on Friday. I'm trying to go as much as possible, but probably not doing a show on Friday. I am getting vocal cord surgery on Friday. I've had a vocal cord issue for like almost a year now. It's been driving me crazy. It's impacted my abilities. And hopefully everything goes smooth tomorrow. And they say it's going to be quick recovery and we'll be back. No problems. It took me a long time going to doctors to figure out exactly what the deal is. So if any of you have a vocal cord problem, I'm happy to share what I've learned. Just DM me or something, because I wish I'd found somebody who knew I could have solved this thing a lot sooner, hopefully. All right. So we'll see. Hopefully everything goes smooth tomorrow. And you know, we're back doing this thing on Monday or maybe even before if something happens. I'm out. Thanks, everybody. Enjoy the NCAA tournament. Go Cougs tonight. I'm not a Coug, but I just love Kyle Smith. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.